Okay, here's a quick look on how your themes developed. Paano ba nangyari yan na top 5 themes lumabas dun sa test? Dahil lang ba feel mo during that day? Or is it number 1? Is it the providential plan of God? It is because it's the primary reason why there are recurring patterns of thought, feeling, or behaviors are formed in you. Does that make sense? Will ni Lord, bakit yan yung top 5 themes mo? Plano ni God. In His overall plan, He's doing more than what you think of. Kasi tayo minsan medyo myopic kung ano lang yung nangyayari for the day-to-day. But you're part of a bigger plan of God. That's my connectedness speaking. You're part of God's big plan for His universe. And so, God is involved in making, in bringing out those top 5 themes. In Psalms 139, a famous psalm by David, "For you created my inmost being, you knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well." One of the things I love doing when I was in college is our creation science organization in UP, kung saan tinuturo na we came from the monkeys and the amoebas, di ba? Sa university. Ang goal nga ng philosophy teacher namin pagkatapos ng philosophy 101, dapat we don't believe in God anymore. True. Mga teacher namin sa social science, mga makakaliwa. Oo. Aktivista. Gusto maging aktivista kami. And yet, buti na lang yung aming zoology teacher is a born-again believer. Kinuwento niya sa amin na yung brain pala, pag na, yung brain ng baby, pag nabubuo sa tiyan, alam niyo ba at a certain point in time, yung brain develops this bundle of nerves from the base of your brain going towards your eye. And then there's a group of nerves from the eye that moves towards the brain. At saka hindi lang yan parang positive-negative na connection. Millions and millions of nerve. And at a certain point, lahat yung millions na nerve na yun, they will find their exact partner. Nerves. Imagine kung merong mandiskaril doon, siguro you don't see the world as it is today. Tama po ba? Ganun ka-powerful, ka-beautiful yung design ni God. Nasa tiyan ka pa lang ni Mami, ginagawa na niya yung intricacies. We're just talking about eyesight. Alam nyo rin ba na yung mga men, pag mga 9 weeks old sa tiyan ni Mami, nagkakaroon ng chemical bath ang brain nila, nadadamage yung right side ng brain. Lumiliit. Mm-mm. Tapos yun daw, connecting lines between the left and the right brain, medyo nasisira. Kaya mga brain damage ang mga men. But God made us that way so we can focus, we can be objective. And gift ng mga women na you can transfer from the emotion to the objective right away. Kami, hirap kami. Mm-mm. Although hindi kami pabago-bago ng isip. It's by God's design. Okay, moving on. The psalmist said, "My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body." And then, look at this. "All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." Isn't that so beautiful? What's the conclusion by the psalmist? Yun yung concluding statement. May plano na si Lord. Hindi ka pa naiisip ng parents mo, may plano na si Lord sa'yo. What role you'll be playing in the world. And to fulfill that, He prepares you even in your mother's womb. Isn't that beautiful? Okay. The second is the connections in your brain are the secondary reason why there are recurring patterns of thought, feeling, and behavior in you. So, in the spiritual, God is involved. In the natural, it's simply the connection of your neurons. Okay, Pastor, parang hindi ko naintindihan yung neurons. Yun yung nerve, nerve cells, okay? Yung connection nila. All right. Talunta kagad tayo sa strength builder. Ah, nilaktawan ko yung iba. Nakasulat dito sa inyong manual, yung technical explanation sa neurons. Pwede bang lagpasan na natin yan? You just read it on your own. Pero let me share that in a layman's term or in a form of an analogy. How many of you have gone to Baguio? Nakapunta na kayo sa Baguio. Okay. Exciting, no? Napansin nyo ba sa paglagpas nyo ng Balintawak ba yan, yung interchange? Ilang lanes yung highway? 4? Maybe 5. 5 yata, no? Tapos napansin nyo yung speed ng mga sasakyan? Mga 100. Pero pag kayo nagdadrive, mga 120. Sa gilid nun, sa labas nun, may bakod, mayroong tinatawag na service road. Hindi ganun kabilis yung sasakyan. Mga ilan lang yun, mga 60 siguro, at most 80 pag alas 2 ng madaling araw. Along the way, bukod dun sa service road, mayroon pang private property, mayroon ding road dyan. Hindi siya asfalto, medyo lubak-lubak. Dyan dumadaan yung mga kalabaw, okay, mga tractor. Ang speed dyan, mga ilan kaya? Mga 40? Pinakamabilis? 20 siguro? Normal? Tama ba? Tapos meron pa, pag medyo bandang Bulacan ka na, hindi mo na makita yung mga service road, sa may gitna ng palayan, meron daanan dyan, ang tawag doon, pilapil. Have you heard of pilapil?
Yes.
Oo, pang ano yan, pang magsasaka. Ang speed dyan, mga 3 kilometers per hour. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yung brain natin, merong super highway, may service road, may private road, merong pilapil. Oo, na-develop siya sa brain as time goes by. Sinabi kasi dyan, at a certain age, the child's brain has to choose what to turn off and what to keep on sa brain nila. Kung hindi, sa dami ng neurons na nagpa-fire sa brain nila, ang hirap nun, no? Ang daming kailangan i-focus. Trillions and trillions of neurons are activated. Kaya wag na magtaka kung yung 2-year-old or 3-year-old anak ninyo or sister or brother, ganon. Because the brain is still choosing what switches to turn off and what to keep on. Does that make sense? Those that are always on becomes the super highway, and those that the brain chooses to turn off becomes your private road. And by the way, your top 5 themes, that's the super highway. Okay. Strengths builder activity tayo ngayon, all right? Parang personal strat planning to. Bringing some of those concepts together. Please find this piece of paper in your manual. Who doesn't have it? Raise your hand. Ayan, Giselle, patulong po tayo. Wala si Janet. Ba't wala ka, Janet, nito? Meron. Okay. This is a simple exercise to get you started in turning your theme into strengths. So, paano natin ito gagawin? Una, i-identify from your list of weaknesses, or ikaw din, personal mo, ano yung gusto kong gawing strengths? Pwede naman, meron naman akong themes for it. Kailangan ko lang mag-invest on character, knowledge, and skill. Ano yon? Especially kung kailangan mo sa work or sa ministry. Pangalawa, piliin, parang nagluluto lang tayo, no? Pangalawa, hiwain ang sibuyas. Piliin anong themes mo among the 5 yung magagamit mo. By the way, this is my personal strengths builder exercise. Kasi kailangan kong pagbutihin yung aking public speaking. Lumaki po ako sa probinsya in a home where only Tagalog is the language, official language. Natuto lang akong mag-English nung college na. Mala Jimmy Santos pa yung English ko. Actually, natuto akong mag-English sa Victory. Minememorize ko yung prayer ni Pastor Michael Tuesday morning. Hindi ako nagpipray. Alam mo, prayer time. Sabi ni Pastor Michael, Lord, we cannot do anything apart from you. Tapos, ano nga yung sinabi? We cannot do. Next week, yun yung prayer ko. Memorize. Totoo. No exaggeration. Okay? And I never stop. I don't want to stop learning. Kailangan pa-improve ng pa-improve. Eh, wala naman ang communication. May theme envy ako sa communication. I wish I have it. Sino may communication dito? You may now leave the room.
No, I'm just kidding.
How I wish meron ako niyan kasi kailangan sa trabaho namin, di ba? Eh wala, that doesn't mean we cannot communicate. Pinili ko po si positivity, si maximizer, tsaka si connectedness. Yan ako mag-i-invest for my public speaking. Have I explained this to you last time? Si connectedness, hindi ko kailangan maging, in as much as I wanna be like Pastor Jun Escosar, hindi ko kaya. Pero I have stories. I like listening to stories. And I love to tell stories. And when I tell stories, nakukonek ko yung lesson dun sa stories. Yan. Tapos, yung maximizer, pag meron na akong na-identify na strength, mag-i-invest ako dun. Pa-improve. And then finally, yung positivity. Para wag namang antukin yung nakikinig, nagpapatawa ako ng konti. Tsaka, ayoko rin naman nakikinig ng very depressing na public speaker. So as much as possible, umiiwas ako dun sa nega mood. Di ba? Para masaya-saya. Okay, bilisan natin. Sa character, ano yung mga na-determine ko na kailangan kong idagdag? This is like a personal checklist of what I could do. I must learn humility. Humility. Napansin ko lang yung maximizer ko, mahilig magyabang. Pag magaling ako in some things, I don't hesitate to tell others about it. So, ayan po, umaamin ng kasalanan. In-identify ko, always be humble. Conflicted ako, nakita ko yun sa strengths insight ko, yung na-download natin sa Gallup. Yung connectedness ko tends to become humble, yung maximizer tends to become braggy. So, conflicted. Next, respect others. Respect others. Minsan, nagpa-public speaking ako sa Bicol. Actually, ano yun eh? Oo, tama. Eh, minirarap kami yung TV. Nung magpe-present na, hindi umaandar. Nag-joke ako. Sabi ko, iraraffle po natin tong TV nito. No? Eh, hiniram lang pala namin yun sa isang participant. Sumama loob. Okay. Na-offend, oo. Hindi na kami nakahiram ng TV uli. Okay lang, hindi naman umaandar, di ba? So, through experience, naintindihan ko, if you wanna stand here at the front, make sure you avoid, ang tawag dun, below the belt jokes. Yung racist, yung sexist, yung anything that will talk about the weakness of others. Does that make sense? Okay, tapos yung susunod, be joyful. Hindi masyadong mahirap yan, but it's a reminder for me to always have fun in doing this. Sa knowledge, learn storytelling. Alam niyo ba, nakabili ako ng mga audiobooks on how to tell stories? And I love watching people how they tell stories. May concept na rin ngayon sa management. Yung mga managers, hindi na sila technical magkwento. Storytelling na. Powerful. Grow my vocabulary. Okay. And then lastly, sharpen my grammar. Naalala ko yung isang member sa Victory Malate. Linguist siya. He knows 7 languages. Tapos, kino-coach niya ako nung early times. Sabi niya ganyan, manood ka pastor ng CNN, tapos kopyahin mo yung sinasabi. Oh. Oh. Kaya pag napanood nyo, pag kasama ko kayo manood ng TV, oh, parang eng-eng ako, kinokopya ko yung nasa news. Sa skills, get a mentor. Ano yung kailangang ability mo na i-improve, yung nando sa top? Ano yun? Sinong Manny Pacquiao doon? In terms of boxing. Sino yung magaling doon? Hindi kailangan mas matanda sa'yo. Pwedeng mas bata sa'yo. Pero sabihin mo, okay ba yung performance ko? Okay ba yung ginawa ko? Okay ba yung computation ko? Ano kaya may improve ko? Get a mentor. Naalala ko lang si Mai Nunag. May tano-tano siya dati. She's much younger than me. Sabi nga niya, ako daw nag 1-to-1 sa kanya pero hindi ko maalala. Bawal yun, di ba? Or ginawa ko yun nung hindi pa bawal, di ba? Maliit pa lang yung church nun. So anyway, nagpipreach ako early days. Tapos, meron pala akong tendency gumanun. Wala nagsasabi sa akin, siya lang. Kami lagi kang gumaganun. Ha? Hindi ko naman alam. Tapos ang ginawa niya, nakaupo siya dun sa harapan. Tapos every time magsasalita ako, offering, MC, sasabi niya, ayun, nawala. Nawala, unless yung naalala ko lang, bumabalik. Get a mentor. Sino yung mas magaling sa'yo? Oo. na makakapagbigay sa iyo ng tips. Ano pa? Practice on a mirror. Dahil public speaking yan, practice on a mirror. Kung Excel yung minamaster mo, mahirap mag-practice sa mirror niyan, di ba? Pero ano yon? Sa skills yan. Skills lahat yan. And then lastly, volunteer to MC. Bawal na raw yung word na MC ngayon. Worship service leader na. Okay, alam niyo gusto ko pa rin mag-volunteer yung mga parties. Gusto ko pa rin. Mm-mm. Gusto ko ng palitan yung sa Jollibee pag kids party. Gusto kong palitan. Ang ingay eh. Di ba ang ingay-ingay nila, nilalakasan yung radyo? Gusto ko silang palitan. Kasi yung skill, kailangan ma-improve na ma-improve. Anyway, nahaba ng kwento, no? Summarizing. Step number one, ano yung strengths? Meron ka. Ano yung sayo? Second, piliin sa top five themes, yung alam mo makakontribute doon. Figure it out. And finally, number three, create a short action plan. Summary action plan. And if you're in the mood, take it the next step. Huwag lang ganyan. Lagyan mo ng date. Sa mentor, lagyan mo ng pangalan. Does that make sense? Oo. Lagyan mo ng every week. Ipapractice ka sa mirror. Okay? Okay. Now, get your green paper. And I'm gonna give you, is 10 minutes okay? And then I'm gonna go around, raise your hands. If you have questions, I'll help you. Let's do that now. Question.
The strength po doon is the one that we're trying to improve on.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Ayan. Kamusta? Na-stretch ba yung brain cells ninyo? Good, good. I'd like to hear one or two na ginawa ninyo and paki-explain lang yung logic bakit ganon. The same way I did the example. Okay? Who wants to try? Yes, Janet. Thank you. Dito ka sa harapan para... Oo. Yes. Ano yung pinili mong i-improve mo?
I wrote kasi unfinished projects, but that's not at work. Sa mm-hmm. sa personal kasi. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I think dahil wala lang time, but hindi naman siguro. Baka hindi. Kaya I want to try. So unfinished projects.
Dito ka kaya?
Oh, sige.
Gusto mo umupo?
Hindi naman.
Hindi na, okay na.
Can I say the example?
Yes.
Kasi when my auntie died, yung sister ng mom ko, I said I'm going to write about family, yung mm-hmm. generations. I got a thick notebook, tapos I said I'm going to write about them, tapos for the generations to come, so they would know who these people are, ganyan. Kaya lang, naumpisahan ko siya. Kasi pag learner, di ba mag learner, ang tendency ko nga is, mm-hmm. I want to learn about so many things and do so many things. Pero, I lose interest after a while and do something else again. Ganyan. So character...
Ay, teka muna.
Ay, sorry.
Anong themes?
Ay, themes pala. So ang themes na would help me pa rin is being a learner. Kasi then I could learn how to do this, yung finish it. Tapos responsibility. Since I have responsibility, I would use that to finish the project. And then arranger. Bakit nga ba arranger?
Mm-hmm.
Learner, responsibility, and arranger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, sa character, Pastor Ado, I'm not sure kung pwedeng ano, nilagay ko dito.
Pwede yan. Passivity tayo eh. Lahat pwede. Ano yan?
Lahat pwede. So, sa character, I'll strive to be a finisher. Because I always tell my kids when they do something and they get tired of doing it, you have to finish it. Kasi yun, you have to be a finisher. So, ako din, I'll tell myself that. Tapos, manage time.
Good.
And nilagay ko dito yung scriptures of Bible teach us to number our days aright.
May verse
kasi baka
pa.
Mamaya ako na yung namatay, di ba? Sino na magsusulat nun? So, kailangan tapusin ko na siya.
And last?
Tapos, ay.
Anong pangatlo?
Actually, yun yung pangatlo ko. Yung,
ay, may na-miss ako isa. Ano yung na-miss ko sa character?
Yung scripture.
Ah, yun yung pangatlo. Uh-oh. Meron kang kasi parang, inspirational parang, verse.
Oh, parang connected siya sa manage time, no? Pero, parang,
Count your days.
Oo.
Carpe diem. Okay. Excellent. Sa knowledge.
Sa knowledge, I'd want to read books on meeting your target.
Good.
Tapos, number two is learn from others how they do it.
Mm-hmm.
If I know somebody na who really finishes their project.
Good.
Tapos, Pastor Ado, pula pa akong number three.
Oh, hindi mo pa in-finish yung project na yan.
Oo nga. Hindi ko pa na-finish oo yung nga. Project ko.
sa skills.
Sa skills, yun, time management pa rin. Make sure to put it in the schedule. Kasi I think if you don't put it in the schedule, it will never happen.
Galing. I like that. Next.
Tapos, apply responsibility. Ito, ina-apply ko na yung skills ko, yung themes ko. Apply responsibility as if I'm working at the workplace. Kasi I always finish when I'm working at the workplace. Pero, yun nga, yung sa personal.
Kasi sa bahay ko, ang boss, di ba? Kaya walang... That's a family joke. Okay. And lastly...
yung... Arranger. Skills pa rin.
hindi finish yung project. Okay. Excellent, Janet. Thank you very much, ha? Well done. Napansin nyo ba yung ginawa niya? May logic talaga, no? Ito yung i-strengthen niya. Ito yung themes na gagamitin niya. Tapos for each ingredient, meron siyang igagawin. Na-identify niya, na-determine niya. Okay. One more. Come on, Lara. Hindi, dapat dito talaga. Bawal dyan. Okay, share mo. Alam nyo ba number one ni Lara, restorative? So yung pag-aayos. Gustong gusto niya yan. Pakiayos naman to. Ayaw. hindi ikaw. Sila na. Oops. Sorry, operations. Nasira ako yata. Go ahead, Lara.
Okay. Yung akin kasi, what I indicated dun sa strength is confrontation. Ako yung nandun sa gilid. Okay, yeah. Yeah, confrontation. So, the... themes that meron ako that I think could develop my skill for confrontation are individualization, futuristic, and developer. So I think that applying those three na to a person and then parang looking at them na this is how parang confrontation na parang I can help them to be better, parang ganon. So in that sense, parang pwedeng maging better din siya, both of us in the future if I can confront them, parang ganon. So the characters that I think that I need to develop are, number one, of develop confidence to talk to the person, and then overcome either intimidation or shyness. And then number three, care for others enough to confront them.
Excellent. So,
parang some baka parang feeling ko sometimes na yung hindi ko pag-confront would hinder them from being better. Yung so instead of like thinking of it na baka magalit siya sa akin, parang ganon. Parang thinking of it na if I confront them, it would help them also. Parang ganon. So the knowledge that I think would help to develop the character are seeing how others do it, and then reading on biblical or encouraging confrontation, reading about that topic.
Mm.
And then reading books on leadership, because sabi nga ni Pastor Ado kanina, confrontation also develops leadership. So, and then the skills that would further develop that are frequent feedback from me towards other people, and then from others also towards me. So parang yung seeing how others do it, parang pwede ko din siya makita kasi on how others do it to me. Ayan. And then thinking before confronting. Parang kasi minsan sa heat of the situation, parang baka minsan may mga masabi tayo na hindi naman natin talaga dapat masabi, parang gano'n. So thinking first. And then also, yung talking to others about it. So parang baka kasi mamaya ako lang yun, baka gano'n. So talking to others about it, not naman in a gossiping sense, but also yung parang just getting feedback na baka mamaya it's my issue, not the other person's issue. Parang gano'n. So yeah. Thank you.
Ang galing! Napansin nyo? Dun sa both examples natin, kinakatch ko yung mga sinasabi na even when they're already talking about this, makikita mo yung individualization, makikita mo yung in the future, nababanggit niya yung mga words na yun, di ba? Anong magiging effect pag ganito yung ginawa ko? Tapos, several times sinabi niya, yung he wants the person to grow, to develop, yung developer niya lumalabas sa language niya. And so those two examples are excellent. Very well done. Okay? And it's just a matter of applying it. Kasi, if you're like me, ang sarap-sarap magplano, di ba? Pag implementation na, doon na tayo nagkukulang. So, this is a good start. And I hope the class just help you start it. You can always expand on your list. Tapos yung on your own, di ba? Kung seryoso tayo about becoming better at that. Kung gusto niyo pa nga ng extra copies, bibigyan pa kayo ni Giselle para meron tayong ano. So you can do that as a personal project. Ang tawag diyan strategic planning, personal strategic planning. Meron kang issue na naaayusin, okay? Na-identify mo yung destination, tapos yung themes mo, that's where you are, yung strengths, that's where you're going, yung character, knowledge, and skill is how to get there. Okay, dagdagan lang natin ng detalye, mag-budget, kung bibili ka ng libro on leadership. Okay, masarap siyang ilagay dyan, pero may bayad dyan. Bibili ka ng libro niyan. Okay, you need to engage people and say, Eros, feedback naman oh. Okay ba yung pagkakakorek ko kay ganyan? Sama mo si Eros para ma-witness niya. Okay, so may ganun siyang component. Alright, all of that is geared towards turning your themes into strengths. May trabahong involved. But knowing our culture, lahat tayo, all out to grow. Tama po ba? Okay,